the Google employees say they were let go because they were trying to organize. The company, on the other hand, is citing data security policies, saying that they shared confidential documents that were not pertinent to their job. So what are we to think here?
Yeah, that's an excellent question, and ultimately it'll come down to who can prove their case with the facts. It's not unusual in labor cases for the employees and the company to have different views about what happened, and ultimately they'll have what is essentially a trial, and judges will figure out whether or not who to believe.
You know, it's a fascinating story. We think of union organizing efforts as taking place kind of at the blue-collar level, maybe a coal mine or a hotel maid staff. Here you have people who, you know, have had good pay in general, who have had this opportunity to speak truth to power, so to speak. It's a different dynamic.
No, it definitely is, and it's part and parcel not only in the tech industry, but you know, you see a lot of teacher collective activity lately, and other sort of white collar employees that you might not otherwise think would be involved in this kind of activity. It's also important to note as well that the labor laws don't just protect people who are trying to formally unionize. Anytime that workers work together to try to improve their working conditions, the NLRA may in fact protect them.
Do you think most employees recognize the fact that there's certain information that they shouldn't access and certain internal communications that they shouldn't be sharing?
Yeah, that's going to be a critical question in this case, is whether or not Google actually had a policy, particularly one that they had used before to terminate or otherwise discipline workers in the same way that they're claiming that these current workers were fired. You know, if it's something that's brand new, that doesn't look good for Google. On the other hand, if it's something that they do as a regular policy, employees know that, then that's obviously much better for the company.
Yeah, I mean, that's worth drilling down on, because in modern companies, there tends to be this sort of wide-open data flow where you can look at documents, you can look at other people's calendars, you can't even schedule a meeting without doing some of those very things. And in this case, the allegation is these employees took some of that information and took it outside the company.
No, exactly. And again, you know, a lot of it goes to what the company's intent was. And, you know, if it looks like that Google is simply using what these employees allegedly did as kind of a pretext for firing them for their labor activity, then they're going to be in trouble before the NLRB. On the other hand, if it's something that they've legitimately been doing and the employees did something that they knew they weren't supposed to do, then they may not have a labor violation.
Quick final question for you, and that is, could this case be a precedent-setting case?
As a matter of just pure labor law, probably not. This is actually a fairly typical type of labor charge that you see in a lot of different industries, right? On the other hand, of course, Google is, you know, among the most high-profile companies in the country, in a high-profile tech industry. So the fact that they're having these sort of labor issues, they've, you know, hired an anti-union firm, I think just as a matter of public relations and people's awareness of what workers' rights are, it may be quite important.